From the Rush Satellite Studio on 103.7 The Buzz.
We're so sorry.
All right, we'll do a Beat the Bass featuring nothing but Beatles and Paul McCartney song.
This was a weird song, boy.
Oh, this is weird?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in the middle where he goes. Brr, brr,
yeah.
Brr, brr.
This was creepy. I remember this as a kid thinking, that's just a weird name.
Admiral Halsey. I think they were, quote, experimenting with the. You wanted to hear about the kid?
Yes, this guy, all of a sudden out of the blue, they said the next is the Tim Tebow of the NBA.
They're calling him Lubo.
Lubo.
Because his last name is Lou something or something like that.
All right.
He, first of all, is it got started as a Harvard story. Harvard finished the AP top 25 in football in the top 25. They are in the top 25 in basketball. They had the Walter Payton Man of the Year in the Super Bowl. And this guy, this little bitty guard, this little bitty Oriental guard who is setting New York on fire right now is from Harvard. I mean, they're all from Harvard.
So the guy for this is...
And they had kept him at the first of the year for the first couple of the games, and then they sent him down to their D-League.
So he played basketball at Harvard, and out of the blue now he has somehow become a great NBA player?
Yes.
I don't even think he got drafted, did he?
I don't think so either.
And now he's dominating games now as a passer or a scorer? Or
yeah, he's playing basketball part-time. He's running a corporation.
It's amazing because
it happened so fast. He went to New York, and he's sleeping on his brother's couch.
I'll tell you like this. They showed it as an advertisement last night, the Lakers-Celtics game. They said Lakers-Knicks tomorrow night. Kobe versus Lou.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a headline. That's how big this guy
is. And he's so non-assuming, but yesterday he went in for a dunk, and it was from a game from the night before last, and they just got out of his way.
He just tomahawked
him. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
And he doesn't look like he's any taller than Roger at 6'4".
Yeah.
What are you now, 6'3", 6'4"?
I'd rather not say because people don't recognize me if I tell them.
He's probably 6'3", 6'4".
Okay.
200 pounds.
Yeah, I just where did he? Nobody. Austin, who is this guy that everybody's talking about? Never seen him before. And but he again, I want to thank Jesus Christ at the he's just like Tebow.
Yeah. And he's got another Ivy League teammate where they've got this where they shake hands and they go up and they shake hands and they act like they're taking notes in a class. Yeah. And then they
close the book. They're nerds.
That is. Yeah. I love those kind of stories.
All right,
good stuff.
Hopefully we are going to.
Yeah, Tommy Clay Henry, publisher of Hogs Illustrated, who Tommy and I have been enjoying that publication, and I think we'll get him on the line.
Mr. Henry.
Well, how's it going, man?
Clay, I haven't talked to you in a long, long, long time. I think the last time I talked to you, your daddy, they were playing a tournament out at Stone Links, and he actually gave me some great words of advice because I was undergoing the scrutiny of the media at the time. And he said, are you having fun? And I said, yeah. And he said, do you get paid good? And I said, yeah. And he said, keep doing what you're doing. But
I thought he was going to say take 2 weeks off from golf and then give it up.
I think the thing that stunned me was you said that you drove up that morning and you actually listened to us. And I was like, oh, no, not Oprah Henry. I don't want Oprah Henry listening.
We did. We were listening to you.
Well, Clay and I went to high school together. Unfortunately, I went for 5 years. Clay only went for three.
Were y'all in the same class?
Yes.
Clay, is
that
true?
Same class.
Yep.
I can remember in study hall we played, fold up paper into a little football and we played football games.
Yes, we did. Yes,
well, obviously you're
at the ball, you'd make the little goal post and kick them through. Tommy kicked everybody's butt.
Now that was the only thing I kicked everybody's butt at. I went there for 4 or 5 years. I've got more yearbooks than Lance, what was his name? Mr. Lance,
the journalism professor.
Well, I have to give you a tremendous pat on the back, and I will tell you, and I have said this 100 times on this radio show, there are a bunch of people in Arkansas, and it could be Tiger and Phil Mickelson walking down 18 tied, and there are some people say, Daly's not in it? Well, I ain't watching it. My stepdad is like that. If it's Razorback, he'll watch it. Gymnastics, he'll watch anything, but if the Razorbacks aren't in it, he ain't watching it, which brings me to your publication. It's a Bible. It is an act. I've called it that 100 times. It's a Bible of Razorback stuff. And I wanted to congratulate you because you brought it a long way. The color pictures, the demos. You got Well, I don't know why you got Harry King in there. Isn't he a little grouchy
sometimes? Perspective.
Perspective. Okay.
Hard to believe 20 years, Clay. I was telling Tom, and we're talking. Yeah. I remember when I was playing ball at the Hogs. You were at the Tulsa World, and it was a risky thing back then. And you mentioned you got some advice from your dad about doing it, but 20 years later, you've got to feel good, especially where the program is, because as the program does, probably so does your publication as far as popularity and sales and ad sales and those kind of things, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think winning helps everything, but. We've
weathered
never
the storm.
Had a bad year, but I mean, it helps when they have a good year. You know, 20 years of life, you go back and you think, the first issue that we did, they lost the Citadel the next week.
Oh, that's
and
true.
And I'm thinking, well, what have I done?
This is an ominous start.
Actually, it
start.
Wasn't me thinking that. It was my wife verbalized that. And I think we were driving in the car, and she told our daughters, who were like fifth and sixth graders, no Happy Meals this week.
But
eating peanut butter and jelly for a few weeks.
Well, to start a family, and I read the article where your daughters helped you out, and you'd pay them when you could, and you'd say, I can't pay you this year, but if Hart goes to Cotton Bowl, you can go.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But
they knew they were going anyway, so it was like, you're going to take us.
But in the course of the magazine's history, just 20 years, and as you well know, you and I both go back to that. We go back to 65, 67, 69, the big shootout, all those years. But in the past 20 years, to come up with 20 events the way you did, this program is so rich in history that I don't think enough time has devoted. They've started showing around here replays of Razorback basketball games from days gone by on Friday nights. As a matter of fact, I don't know who they play tonight, but I'll be watching it. And I think there's a nostalgic thing, and I guess that's where Harry King would come in. But to learn at the knees of Orville Henry, Harry King, Bud Campbell, I mean, you were surrounded by icons.
Yeah. I mean, Jim Bailey.
Yeah,
I mean,
Jim Bailey.
They're almost like Uncle Bud and Uncle Jim to me. And, it was – you don't think that you're being prepared to be a sports writer. I mean, you just osmosis, I guess. It just kind of falls on you. And I guess it was probably about 18 or 19 it started dawning on me that I might could do that. But out of college, I worked at the Log Cabin Democrat, Conway, and I thought, well, I'd like to work with my father. And he says, you can't work with me, it's just not going to work, it's not going to happen, you need to leave the state. I mean, and I just like, that was a revelation. First of all, that I could, and second of all, it was like, well, he's sending me away. And so I did that for 14 years.
You were at the Tulsa World.
Yeah, and worked for Bill Connors, who's
another
Hall of Famer there. And so I had great mentors. Ed Bashira, the little Lebanese clothier in Tulsa that made the silk suits for Nolan, he became a mentor too. So those men that you mentioned and I mentioned, those are key figures in my life. And really, Ed and Bill were the ones that told me that you ought to think about this Hogs Illustrated deal, because, I mean, you're never going to own the Tulsa World.
Right.
But I had it pretty good all those years in Tulsa, because they covered the Razorbacks as one of their teams. They don't now, but they did in those days, because they sent a late edition to Fayetteville, and the Little Rock papers were sending an early edition. So it was, a successful paper. The Northwest Arkansas folks shopped in Tulsa, so they wanted – advertisers wanted a good edition in, the Tulsa paper there. So I got to go to a lot of Arkansas games, and always that was the kick, because you got to go to Arkansas games. But often, I would sit beside my father. And I have three other brothers, and they didn't get that. And, I mean, I know that's something that can't ever replace those years. And then I remember 2 years in, to the magazine, I think that my father had switched to Stevens Media, and he says, hey, how about I write a column for you? And it never dawned on me that he could. And so and he said, you know, that makes you my boss.
Yeah, I read
you're gonna pay me. Okay.
Let me ask you a couple of questions, because I know you live down there on Fair Park, and you were within walking distance of War Memorial. You and I pretty much grew up the same
1821
way.
1821 Fair Park.
Well, I was at 3515 Maryland, right down the road from you, and I can remember rocking on my grandparents' front porch here, and the hogs called, and then kind of like Wally wrote yesterday, riding my bike up to the games, and I never drove to a Razorback game. I always walked, and it was such a fun thing.
We walked. Yeah,
you'd play, you'd throw the football on the way to the game and all this kind of stuff. And now it is on the table, and you know how the people of Central Arkansas feel, and you know how the people of Northwest Arkansas feel. Is there a day in the near future where there will not be football in Central Arkansas?
I don't think it's near future. It may happen at some point, but, you know, things chip away, and they've been chipping away.
Yeah.
I think there's more chipping away. I don't think.
Well, you and I go back to a time when there was four games in Little Rock and three in Fayetteville.
No question. Yeah, and if you want to know where my roots are, the home that my father owned when I was born, 1954, is not there anymore. It's the Wendy's is there on Market.
Yeah,
wow. There used to be a white A-frame house there, and that's where we live. So that's our roots, and it's tough to imagine not having games there. I mean, I look forward to it. And I walk into that press box, and, you know, it just kind of knocks your socks off, and it's, you know, an emotional deal for me. You guys know why. But I think that it's, you know, the coaches have always thought that it was a tough deal. I'm talking about, you know, loading your team up and going to play.
Right. All right. Basil's here, too, and he has been one of those players. And there have been current-day players.
I don't know that the players thought it was a tough deal, but the coaches did. And it's just, you know, it's all the logistics that you have to worry about.
I understand. But on the other hand, there's a lot of people inside that you've heard all the arguments. I'm not sure at the end of the day, and I hate saying this, that if they don't do something to pretty up or puff up War Memorial Stadium, it's just a matter of time because of the place they got up in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, but it's a hard deal. So, okay, you promise us you'll play decent games down here. We'll spend the money. You take away games, and then all at once it's
right.
New Mexico and Louisiana Monroe, and those are the two games. Well, we can't do it.
Well, I think you should take the Razorback basketball team down to Texarkana and play Texarkana High School so they could win a road game. That's what I think is what you ought to do with them.
They might not win.
Well, they might. They would win that road game. I'd bet on them. But, Clay, it's an honor to talk to you. I'm proud of you and the work you've done. And, we played paper football together in the study hall.
Well, you guys are nice, and I know y'all are friends. And I knew what you were going to say before I called in. So if Tommy and David aren't going to say good things about me, nobody is. So it's kind of like, I'm kind of like in the family there with you guys. And I really mean that.
Well, I listen to you.
Been good and close.
When I take my walk every day, I listen to you and Bo, and I can hearken back to those days when we both had short hair and. Oh, wait a minute. That was my second year.
Well, Clay, I've got to ask you a question. Since they were nice to you, or you knew they were going to be nice to you, then you'll probably be nice to them because you're a nice guy anyway. But come on. Was Tommy looked upon as a hood?
Is it what?
As a hood. Was he a hood?
I tell you what.
Do you have cigarettes rolled up in his T-shirt?
The only thing I can say is that we would sit in study hall and tell Tommy, you got to grow up. You're not training yourself to do anything. You have no future. You're going to end up lifelong just doing radio stuff.
I still have
not going to make it. There's nothing else. If you're not training yourself for any career or profession. And I rest my case.
Yes, sir. Look at
Clay
you.
Henry, is there a website people go to or a number people can call to get your publication?
Go to hogsillustrated.com, HAWGS. And I could give you the number and all that. But all right. You find all the information there.
If you've got a Hog fan in your life, particularly.
Yeah, and I think there's a column and story on our 20-year issue there, so you can see that.
Yep.
The cover, you know, the cover is the last 25 issues.
I'm in the
car with Mark Henning, our photographer, you see his work. Can't call it Hogs Illustrated if you don't have a great photographer. So
you learned that at a young age.
There. And it's printed right in Little Rock, Democrat Printing and Litho. Those guys do a great job, four-color slick magazine.
Well, ask him if he knows who Larry Obsitnik is.
I'm sorry.
You know Larry Obsitnik. He was a guy that took pictures for the Gazette for.
Oh, I couldn't hear you. That's why I said I'm sorry.
Well, we got to run. It was great having you.
Thank you very
much. Thanks, Clay. Appreciate it.
You guys have a great day.
You too, buddy. We'll be back in just a minute. We are